This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the post-game podcast on this, well, I can't say glorious, but it's going to be awful. Tomorrow and Friday, I'll be fabulous.
Is that right?
Yes, very nice.
When is this rain starting? This is today.
I think in the afternoon into the evening. Okay. We might be driving in a deluge tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
I think that's possible.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be good tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but I mean, when we drive in at 2:30 in the morning,
oh, okay.
I think we're going to be driving in it.
In a downpour. I'm not sure. Okay.
But tomorrow's going to be fabulous. Friday's going to be fabulous. The weekend, Monday, Tuesday, 60 degrees. So should be good.
Nice.
I told you winter's over.
That's true. Good point, Jerry.
What you're killing me for. I have two things for you real quick.
All right.
I know you always have topics too. So the first, because as it says in the title of the show, things we didn't get to cover on. Well, we kind of did cover on the show this morning. But something that caught my attention was when I put the trailer onto the movie we were discussing, YouTube, for whatever reason, it was on autoplay. The following video that popped up onto the YouTube screen for me was a runway of models modeling thongs. And, well, let's just say the amount of subscribers and people watching was through the roof. This was nothing more than gorgeous women modeling bathing suits and thongs. And they would come out. Some had kind of see-through bras. In some cases, they had like X's where the two lines crossed, it would cover the nipple. Then they would turn around and very sexually walk the other way in either thongs, string bikinis.
And what was the title of this video, Jerry?
I think it was called The Live Thong. I'll get it for you.
The Live Thong Show.
It might still be up here, but I have to turn it around and I can even search for it. There were so many people watching it, though.
Oh, it was a live thing?
That's what it said. It was live. I don't know if it was or not, but that's how it came up as live. And it also had, I want to say, over like 2 million subscribers. That's all it is. It's just watching girls parading in there. We are pigs as men.
Yeah, well, that allows you to look at sexy stuff without going to like a bad website, right?
That so is then 100%.
If your girlfriend or wife sees you, you'd be like, I'm on YouTube, so I don't know what you're talking about. Now, the problem is that because you watched it, or if you watch something like this, because you don't want to go to nefarious websites, your suggestions are now going to start being thongs, women in thongs.
Yeah. Here, oh, it's called King of Thong.
King of Thong.
That's what it's called.
King of all thongs.
Yeah, and it says it's live. I don't know that it
sometimes
was live.
Sometimes they have that thing that makes it look like it's live when it's not live, because I think they believe that you'll get more viewers if people think it's live. So they put that live logo,
I'll
even
tell you
though it's not live.
What's really interesting about this is, so again, when I was watching it, it just auto-played into the next one that had, it had over, I think it was 2 million subscribers, and there were a lot of people watching. So I just put in live thong show, King of Thong comes up, but there's so many of them, and some, there's not a ton of people watching. You'd have to find the one that actually popped up on the screen. But it is ridiculous how much is out there.
A thong does seem uncomfortable. And there are women that will wear thongs, like even just in their regular everyday life. They'll go to work.
Yeah.
They have a thong. They'll, Saturday, they throw on a pair of jeans. They have a thong on. Not that they're expecting sexual things to go on. They just, they get so used to wearing thongs, I think, that women just wear thongs.
Almost like it's wearing nothing.
Yeah, they're just so used to it. But then the thong goes into your butt crack.
Yes, it does.
The one There's thing a lot always, going on in butt cracks.
The one thing about the thong that looks terrible is when the top of the back part overrides and comes up above the pant line.
Yeah.
It looks terrible.
We call that, there's a name for that.
Really?
Whale tail.
For real?
It looks like the tail of a whale. Yeah.
And it looks awful.
See, Sessie, some people like that, like the whale tail. Like, it looks like,
oh. Looks sloppy.
Yeah, but it looks like it's something you're not supposed to see. So if you see a whale tail in the supermarket or 7-Eleven, you'd be like, oh, this girl doesn't even know. I could tell she's wearing a thong. How about that?
You know what was very popular in this show? The tattoo of words on the butt cheek.
Tattoo of words on butt cheek. Oh, on the thong live show you were watching.
Couldn't see what was printed, but it was clearly like 6 or 7 words. On the right, and it was on all of them, all the right butt cheek.
Hmm.
So what do you have tattooed on your butt cheek?
I don't have anything yet, but I'm not against it, Jerry.
You are not against it.
Not
and
against
the other thing
it.
I had for you, that would be so funny. Hey, guys, I got a tattoo. Where? Butt cheek. Did you see the story in the Post about the Australian man who has the micro penis? And here's why I bring it up. He's in a committed relationship, and the woman says they have unbelievable sex. There is no issue whatsoever because sex to her is about is everything involved, and he's fabulous at all of it. But his penis, when erect, is only, I think it's a 2.2 inches, and average is like 5.6. So he is classified as micropenis.
Micropenis.
As having such. What really struck me, though, and I give the woman credit for not being shallow, is in the article, it says when they met, and after just one date, he informed her of this so that there would be no surprises and she wouldn't feel obligated to stay. He wanted her to know right up front, and he's not ashamed of it, but this is what is going on down there. You need to know. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, you have to. I would say second date. I say you got to get that out of the way if you think any physical action is going to go down. You got to say,
by the way. Because you imagine if you don't say something.
Yeah.
What the look of bewilderment, I would think,
yes,
by the woman would be. So the fact that he is able to do that, is comfortable.
That was nice. He found a woman who doesn't care about micro penis.
She does. Matter of fact, according to the article, she has some issues down there herself.
Oh, is that right?
And the smaller penis actually helps her.
What could her problem be? Large vagina?
I'd have to pull up the article. It's very sensitive down there.
Mm.
So if she has to take in a larger penis, mm-hmm. God help me, it's more painful for her.
Yeah, I could see that.
So it's almost as if this just works.
They really met perfectly.
Yes.
Micro penis, sensitive vagina.
Yes.
It's weird how the mysterious science and nature works. They found each other.
Yeah, they did.
I need to tell you something before we go on our third date. I have a micro penis.
I'm sorry,
well,
Al.
I've got something to tell you. I've got extra sensitive vagina.
Right. Do you imagine that? And then he dumps her. Oh, I can't deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Extra sensitive vagina.
So is that like a finger size?
Which part? The micro penis?
Yeah.
Well, 2 inches, I think, is only like the first two sections of your index finger.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That must be like a button.
He's got to keep that trimmed up. Otherwise, I think we'll get lost in the woods.
Yes, it would. Very much.
Are you getting excited? I am excited. I only have a micro penis.
How about guys back in like because this has clearly been a thing.
Yeah.
Guys in the 60s when Bush was in.
Right. When they probably first got word that, oh, by the way, people are just trimming up their pubic hair now. Oh, that's awesome because I have micro penis. This is going to be great for me. This is my time to shine.
It's huge.
If not now, when? If I can't shine now, Jerry, when will it be time?
Oh, God. I don't know, Al. I don't know. Anyway, so there you go.
So that's nice. They have a nice relationship now, and they're in the newspapers, and they're being discussed.
They're from Australia.
Australians.
Yes.
You know the Huberman Lab podcast?
Yeah, I do like it a lot. I find him very methodical
in
the way he presents his podcast, but I also enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of hit and miss with it sometimes.
Well, it depends on the guest.
Yeah, so I happened to see one on a clip came up on my YouTube, and it was he had a relationship woman on.
The King of Thongs come up after it.
Then King of Thongs, and I got lost.
Okay, so go ahead.
He had a relationship woman on, and she was talking about this whole, the idea of opposites attracting and why that is.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, it was only from like, I think it was only from this past year. From this past year,
I think I did see this.
Yeah, she was about like how opposites attract, and that we see the opposite in the other person and think, I would like to be more like that.
Yep.
So you're attracted to that, and just as that person says, oh, I would like to be more like that. But she said what tends to happen is because as human beings, we want to change, like human beings want to change, so we see in that other person, they have some qualities I wish I had. We want to change, but actually going to change, we don't like to
Doesn't happen.
So we struggle with it, and then that thing becomes
friction,
an issue in the relationship.
And that's where I actually think is a crock of crap. Are there some instances where opposites attract? Yes, there's no doubt. My wife is a lot more outgoing than I am. We are very opposite in that regard. However, one of the reasons why I think we've had a good relationship for 30-something years now is we have a lot of commonalities and things that we do enjoy. For instance, my wife back in the day loved going to games. Now, did she like watching them on TV? Not really, but she liked a day out at the park. She played basketball in high school, so taking her to a Nets game, she was all in on that. And it was something we could talk about. We had things in common that helped in the relationship. Right now, me and my kids are huge into golf. She's really not. If she was, I think it would be amazing. She's not, so I feel bad playing, leaving her home. Well, what if that was the case with those sports that I'm telling you about? If we only got together because opposites attracted, I don't think we'd still be married. So I know there's truth to that, but I do think for a long-lasting, successful relationship, there has got to be some common ground that you guys agree and can share together. Because otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, it almost seems like opposites attract, but then you both have to adjust for a relationship to last.
You
right?
do, yeah, but if, yes, but I haven't changed my personality. Hers hasn't changed. I have not adjusted one iota, nor has she. She's still the same outgoing person she was. I'm still, for whatever reason, more shut down and private than she is. But we had things that we didn't have to adjust, that we get along with very well. So I suppose that could happen, and some people could adjust, but I think it's harder to do. I think it's easier said than done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, I can understand why. I understand why opposites attract, and then I can understand why people don't really, they will fight change even if they know they should change.
Mm-hmm. Do you, like, fight with any of that?
Oh, all the time, because I know I'm very, very rigid and I want to not be rigid. But when it comes down to, okay, let's do something that's not rigid, I will fight that all day long.
It's almost like in a fight within your own head.
Yeah.
Of doing it or not doing it. Yeah, I mean, I would even say for, like, your relationship, as much as you might be rigid and, you know, your girlfriend wants to do a lot more things than you want to do, you also enjoy going out to dinner together on Friday and Saturday nights and going and seeing shows from time to time. Like, there are things that you two do enjoy together and look forward to.
Yeah.
What if you all of a sudden, and I mean this, what if tomorrow, you've talked about crappy food you buy when you go to restaurants and how much the experiences cost. What if you, like, this week or tomorrow, you told her, you know what? No more restaurants. I'm not spending the money on this crap food and these 4% credit card processing fees. I'm done. And I'm going to cook on Friday and Saturday night. I mean, I can't imagine she'd be thrilled by that.
No, and I have brought that up. But then I even catch myself. See, that's one time where I catch myself going, I don't do it. I'm so rigid in every other way that I can't.
You got to give with that.
Do that. Yeah, you got to give in some things. But, like, we always have, and this comes up every time we go to a concert, and we went to a concert, a local Stone Pony show.
Oh, this weekend. That's
this
right.
weekend.
Yeah.
The way I enjoy music is I stand there. Maybe I tap my foot, maybe I bop my head, but that is it.
Mm-hmm. You get immersed in the music.
Yeah. She wants to jump around, sing out loud, blah, blah. And she looks at me like I'm having a miserable time, which I am not, and that I'm not having any fun. I'm like, well, this is what I do with these shows. By the way, we went to see Kirk and the Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
He has got to rebrand the name of that band, because it's not Kirk and the Jerks from what you remember.
Okay. A lot of different pieces.
It's Kirk is there.
Yeah.
And there's a whole completely different band of all young people. Like, the guitarists, like, they looked
like they're 22.
Yeah, maybe younger.
Yeah.
And
the sound wasn't the same?
I don't know. Then he's on stage like every third song.
Really?
Yeah, he had a woman singing.
Oh, interesting.
But I also couldn't tell, because this was a back to the 80s show.
Mm-hmm.
It felt really corny. But I also wasn't sure if it was supposed to be corny because it was the 80s. He was definitely telling corny jokes, and I knew that was on purpose.
Got it.
But, like, the band members looked corny. But, again, maybe that was part of the thing. I'm not sure.
That was the show you went to.
That may have been the show I went to.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know Kim. I took Kim to this Friends parody off-Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wanted to see
it. How was that?
I don't know.
I saw the whole thing.
I said to her during the intermission, I don't know if this is the funniest thing I've ever seen or the absolute dumbest thing I've ever seen. I did laugh. There's no question I laughed a little bit. But more times than not, I sat there with my mouth open like, what is this? It was very odd. We had a good time, and it was a night out. It was with dinner, and then we did the show. All good, but weird.
Did your wife enjoy it?
She did. I mean, but she had the same feeling I did. She's like, you know, a little weird at times. I'm like, yes, it was weird. We laughed, but boy, it was dumb too.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting, you know. But it is funny you say that, though, about that to me is lack of communication, which me and her had once where we went out and I ended up at the bar talking to one of our friends. I wasn't on the dance floor or anything. I kind of assumed she was with her friends. I had a great time and a great conversation with one of her friend's husbands. And afterwards, she was annoyed that I didn't have a good time. I'm like, I had a great time. Like, I was with him. No, I was good. I didn't think you needed me on the dance floor. And I guess my lack of participation, she took that as I didn't want to be there, which was not the case. So, but that's a lack of communication.
Yep.
All that is.
Yeah. It's the same that we went with a couple friend of hers, and I hung out with the husband. We were we were hiding in the back, enjoying the music.
How is that not a perfect night?
They were out dancing.
Great.
Yeah.
I would think that if you could draw up a night like that, that's how you would draw it up.
Yeah, I would like, I like to go to venues now that have seats.
Okay.
Like the Stone Pony is just stand there.
See, I can't do that anymore with my back.
Yeah, I know. It makes it tough.
I did it for the Jordan Davis concert in Atlantic City. I bought seats, but because we actually went backstage to meet him and say hello, when we came back out, there was a little opening on the floor, and Kim and her friend and her husband, they were like, oh, we stay here. I'm like, okay. And it was fine. My back was on fire by the end of it.
Yeah.
I can't stand there that long.
By the way, this friend we went with, the man.
Yeah.
He has, he just got hearing aids. They look incredible now. He had hearing aids, and I had to look for them because he told me. And then these hearing aids, they come with apps, like an app that it goes to your phone, where you can, depending on where you're at, if you need to lower certain sounds, bring up certain sounds, you can adjust the how far they'll pick sounds up.
Right.
It was incredible. My friend Whitney, who moved from Tampa to Chicago.
Oh, God.
He also got a hearing aid. And I actually thought he was joking in his Facebook post because he wrote, I can take calls on it. So I asked this guy. He goes, oh, no, yeah, the Bluetooth. If someone calls, it goes right to my hearing aid.
That is amazing. Bluetooth is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, it's really also incredible. We're at a stage of life where we're talking about hanging out with people that got hearing aids.
Yeah. Well, this guy's also big-time concert goer.
Okay. Oh, so a lot of damage.
4 years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he also did stuff with like machinery in his job that was. But I think about us all the time because we have headphones.
Yeah.
You're very good at keeping your headphones low.
I keep them low and I keep one off, even doing games.
Yeah.
I keep one, usually my right ear, I keep the headphone off. And I know it's because I think even Eddie, I think at one point was trying to talk to me today. I think, I'm not even sure. And I kind of heard it, but I didn't hear it. I worked with Steve Summers for so long and saw what he dealt with. With the volume on 10 plugged into an amplifier on 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be me if I want to continue to do this into my 60s. So I really try hard to, I would say if you, the level is probably level 3. I keep my headphones on and that seems fine. It works for me. And my kids think I'm deaf.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I am.
Oh, it's funny. It's like when your kids see your font of your text messages.
Yeah, I know.
Like when my niece sees mine, she like thinks it's hilarious. And then I think when I see Boomers, I think it's hilarious because Boomers is really
even
big.
Bigger than ours. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
It's funny. We are getting old.
I also got word out of Jerry, if anyone is looking for a hearing aid, Costco, they said, does a very good, reasonably priced and a very good audiologist they hire.
My mom got hers from there. Very good, she said.
Yeah. And much cheaper than if you go the other. And it's funny, he was telling me what companies make hearing aids. They're the same companies that make like speakers and headphones.
Bose.
And like he's got like a Sennheiser. You know, we have those.
Yeah,
these may even be those microphones there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like different, not JBL, but there's another one. They were like big name like audio places that make hearing aids now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of dreading having to get a hearing aid.
And now you're looking forward to it.
It doesn't look so terrible. It's not this big giant thing in your ear. It's very tiny. Can't even look. It's skin color wires. Like, it's like, a great job.
Remember the audio test at Princeton Longevity Center?
Yes.
I still don't know if I heard anything. That was like, wow.
Yeah.
It was almost like I was imagining I was hearing things.
Yeah. It's like, I think that's on the left.
That was beyond crazy.
I went in 2017 specifically to an audiologist because I thought I was having problems, but there was,
they
didn't really
ago.
Find anything.
Oh, you've done all right then.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably should go back again.
Maybe. I mean, I would think every 5 years at
yeah.
least. Maybe, but... Last thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you like a pilot with that blackish, salty hair?
Yeah, like a pilot, an airplane yeah. pilot who's seen some things. Could get us out of a tough situation if we run into one.
So we had that type of pilot going to West Lafayette. And that trip is great because Purdue has their own airport.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, like where you land, the arena is 6 minutes away, literally right down the block. It's just so awesome. So anyway, so great flight. Might have been one of the best flights of the year to where I said to my wife, I'm like, I guarantee you the flight home is going to be awful because you don't get
this was too good, yeah.
So different captain, different plane, go get on board. And the captain, and on these charters, they come out and talk to you and just let you know. So he tells us it's going to be bumpy. That's fine. It's kind of like Boomer last week. What was then funny, which everyone's looking around like, this is new. He's like... While you guys are getting settled, I'd like to tell you about myself. So I was in the military, and I flew these jets, and then I went into private flying, and I did this for 10 years, and that for... And then my resume also had... Everyone's looking at me like, what is this guy doing? To where he finally goes. He's like, and for the last 5 years, I've been flying commercial. He goes, your safety is my priority. Mm. I will find good cruising altitude once we get up there. And nice. God damn it, Al... It was bumpy going up, and he would come on and be like, hey, guys, we're going to drop down about 1,000 feet. I think I got – and he found some smooth sailing. What a great pilot.
And you felt like he was confident when he was
– In control.
In control.
In total control.
Did he get to the part of the resume where it's like, my hobbies include?
No, he didn't do that. It was literally his flying career.
Hmm.
And I've never had a pilot do that before.
I wouldn't mind that.
It was interesting.
As long as it's not a – I'm going to go over my resume. This is my first job.
No,
so thank you guys so much for being part of this.
I did not say that.
Got to start somewhere, folks.
No.
Welcome aboard.
I don't want a first job in a surgery or on an airplane.
No.
No, thank you.
Neither one of those.
I'll pass.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
I am out tomorrow, Jerry.
Oh.
I have a funeral to attend.
But will you do the warm-up show with me?
I will not be doing the warm-up show, Jerry.
Fire up that Comrex?
I will not be firing up anything.
Even if the dog's up?
Trust me, I'll be up at 5 a.m.
You don't want to
arrest me. Yeah.
So who am I doing it with?
Well, actually, you're not hosting tomorrow. I think you're hosting tomorrow, no, Jerry. I think Fleegs is in here.
Okay. That's fine.
And then I'll see you on... Oh, then I come back on a Friday? How great is
how
that?
How good is that week? Pretty good. Pretty good.
My Aunt Madeline passed, Jerry. She was...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. When I first started with Ron and Fez all these years ago, the show was on from noon to 3 when I first got there. It was only on noon to 3 for a couple months. But she used to call in as my aunt.
You're kidding.
No. They'd be like, your Aunt Madeline's on the phone. I go, my Aunt Madeline's on the phone. Because it was not something I would have ever thought.
And she become a character on the show?
Yeah, she used to call in.
Wow.
In the afternoon.
That's awesome.
And I still don't know to this day. Because they would, you know, they were a comedy show, so they were going to get around to making fun of you. Sometimes I didn't know if she knew that or she was...
Part of it?
Yes. I still... And that was how great they were at doing the radio. Like, they would...
How old was Aunt Madeline?
She was, I believe, 78. Yeah, 78.
I'm sorry. Not a good enough run anymore. It's just not.
She did outlive Fez, who passed away a couple years ago, which is wild.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, Jerry. All right, let's do the, what is it called? The warm-up
program? The warm-up show.
So!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.